The Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education will now come to order. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Young?
Here.
Senator Broxson?
Here.
Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Grimsley? Senator Lee?
Here.
Senator Mumford?
Here.
Senator Roussin? Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Please silence your electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Today, we're here, senators, to review the final proposal by this subcommittee for the fiscal year 2017-2018 Appropriations Subcommittee, pre-K through 12. I'd like to thank each of you for your input over the past several weeks, and once we complete our discussion today, we will be prepared to recommend our proposed budget to the full Appropriations Committee. And you should have in your notebook, senators, the following documents, your packet. Tab 1A, which is a detailed budget spreadsheet. Tab 1B, the summary FEFP calculations. Tab 1C, which is the pre-K through 12 project information. And, excuse me, Tab 1D, implementing bill summary. Tab 1E, conforming bill summary. And Tab 1F, the proviso. I'm not going to go over these documents in detail today because I just, you know, we've all had an opportunity to review them. I ask that you again look at them. There were some minor changes that were made. Several senators came to me over the last 24 hours and made pointed out some things that had needed to be revised, and those have been revised. They mainly deal with projects that senators had dealt with, and then somehow or the other, through my failure or oversight, had not been included, or just simply in the mix of things didn't get included, and so those have been taken care of, and there are a couple more items that have come to my attention within the last probably 1 hour that can be dealt with by amendments, and so that's probably what we will do with those. However, I think we've got, again, senators, a superb budget. We have the $16.6 million increase in BPK, and that's workload plus 3.8% increase in the BPK base student allocation, an additional $790 million increase in the FEFP, which provides for the workload plus 2.91% increase in funds per FTE. Senators, there was a question asked of me after the meeting yesterday in which the question was asked or dealt with what comprises the the additional approximate $540 million that results from maintaining the millage rate on the required local effort. I believe that the initial numbers run by F&T finance and tax staff is that it's about $148 million results from new construction being the properties that were previously, for example, vacant lands, and then maybe a shopping center or a subdivision was built on those properties, and that new construction is just simply bringing online the increased value, and I'm talking about not increased value in something else, but the increased value in that property as a result of being turned into productive use where it was previously vacant, and that number is apparently approximately about $148 million out of that $540 million. I still have questions that are being analyzed, and I spoke with Finance and Tax Staff Director this morning relating to the amount that would apply to the properties that have a 3% cap pursuant to Save Our Homes, homestead properties. Those properties are capped at 3% increase in their assessed value, and there'll have to be an analysis done regarding that. The whole point of it is we don't yet know exactly what, how you compute the approximate $548 million, $540 million increase that we have as a result of keeping the millage rate the same and then obviously capturing the increased value of real estate across this great state. And so we'll have that so that we will be able to discuss it with our colleagues in the House. We have great respect for them and their analysis and their opinions on this issue, and obviously we'll look forward to a discussion with them on this based upon what the facts are and what this number truly comprises. As I've stated to each of you, it is my belief that that if you're talking about anyone who is out there who receives an additional value in his or her property because it increases in value, we don't tell them that there was a tax increase because their millage rate and all throughout the state on people's homes or their business properties or their commercial properties because the value of the property goes up. We don't consider the additional amount of taxes they pay to be a tax increase. We consider it incidental to the increase in value of the property. And we don't go ahead and all across the state tell people we're going to reduce their millage rate because the property values have increased. We may want to do that and call it a tax reduction because that's what it is. It would be a tax reduction, and I fully agree that would be a tax reduction and a good thing. And I'm a big fan of tax reductions. I've voted for a whole lot of tax reductions, but there is a difference between maintaining a level and actually giving a tax cut. And so this is not a tax increase. It is simply keeping things as they are and then including the new construction that comes on to the tax rolls. So I look forward to a very healthy and also very intellectual discussion of that issue with our colleagues, because I believe it's something that we both will enjoy and do it in a very agreeable fashion because we truly respect them on their positions. And at the same time, I also want to say to you that we have a $34 million increase in the Gardner scholarships, as I stated yesterday. And so with those summaries, I can say to you that we feel confident that what we have done is put together a package for the children, the parents, the educators, administrators here in the state of Florida that is one that we can be proud of. And look forward to assuring that these are maintained. And we know that there are other ideas on that have been presented yesterday by the by our colleagues in the House. One being the success in schools that we look forward to receiving that proposal. It appears that has a lot of the indications of being extra hour a day on steroids, and And I'm always pleased to know that that what is being proposed by our colleagues, in fact, is going to be towards the those children, those students who are at risk and who have great challenges. And so I really look forward to working with our colleagues on that, too. That being said, Senators, I am very pleased with where we are, and I'm pleased with what we've been able to accomplish here. That being said, I would like to entertain a motion from Senator Lee to allow staff to make technical adjustments.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any objection? Any objection? Seeing no objection, show that motion adopted. Senator Lee, also, I would ask, I would entertain a motion to accept the chair's proposal for the Appropriations Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education Budget, Proviso Language, and Conforming and Implementing Bill Provisions.
So moved.
All right. Senator Lee, having moved to accept the chair's proposal for the Appropriations Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education Budget, Proviso Language, and Conforming and Implementing Bill Provisions, is there any objection? All right. Seeing no objection, show that motion adopted. And Senator Lee, I would entertain a motion to forward our budget recommendations to the full Appropriations Committee.
So moved.
All right. Senator Lee, having moved that we forward our budget recommendations to the full Appropriations Committee, is there any objection? Any objection? Seeing no objection, show that motion adopted. Senators, is there any comment that any of you would like to make prior to our adjourning? Any comments? All right. Seeing no comments, then Vice Chair Young moves that we adjourn. All right. Without objection, any objection, no objection, we are adjourned. Thank you.